T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The beat guys, Sweeney, Murdy with the Yankees, Eddie Coleman, of course, the fixture with the Mets. Guys, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Sweeney,
thanks
good
for having
to
me.
See you. Sweeney, let me start with Eddie first because he and I kind of go back a little longer than you and I do.
You mean I'm older? Is
yeah,
that it?
Yeah, not only that, but, you know.
I'll defer. No
my,
problem.
My first show other than filling in for guys, my first show, obviously, was with Eddie, and it was a good show, except they always had me doing something else, so I was never there. But when we were there, it actually was a good show, although it didn't last together too long, Eddie. But that's a long time ago, and Eddie was the vet who kind of was showing this rookie, you know, this business and stuff like that. So Eddie Coleman was very good to me in the beginning and is a, you know, a lifelong friend. He's been here forever, and it seems like ever. Eddie,
it does. It does seem like a lot of time. Well, listen, you always had the chops to do it, you know. You had the knowledge and stuff, and you needed the radio stuff, too. And that didn't take you long. As a matter of fact, but that was interesting at the beginning. Learning the ropes,
and you were great about that because they kept yanking me out of the show. And Eddie's trying to get a show started with he and I, and they keep yanking me out of the show because Pete kept getting sick.
Yes,
so
right,
I wind
exactly.
up every day. Wind up, Mike, you're not working with Eddie today. You're gonna sit in for Pete. You're gonna sit in for Pete, and I wound up sitting in for Pete. I wound up sitting for Pete more than I did working with Eddie in the midday. So I was never there. But Eddie's obviously had a long career going back to even before. For the fan, he's been in this business forever, going back to working with the great Kurt Gowdy and stuff like that. So, but it's sad to say, Eddie, as I'll spend a minute since you guys both have your teams. It's not
Do we
their
have to
fault,
talk about this?
But you know,
we have finally
basically just put the corpse to bed here.
Yeah, you might. Know, have, yeah. 40 mean, losses. That's a pretty good. Before you had the halfway point, that's,
you know,
that's a pretty good mark.
What would be your tact? I mean, do you declare an early? Do you just try to prolong the agony, or do you just start to make the moves that will work towards next year?
You know, I think you take it through this road trip or whatever. You know, you go to San Francisco, you go to Miami, you see where you are at that point, you come back, play the Phillies. I mean, listen, there's time because, you know, the 31st of July is still some time away.
It is, yeah.
You're not going to do anything probably till the last couple of weeks anyway. So,
right.
But at that point in time, are they going to be sellers? They certainly look like it at this point. And they have a lot. They can sell a lot if they want to. Let's put
What's
it that
the
way.
Mood of this team now? You got a lot of veteran guys in there.
Yeah.
A lot of guys who know they're not going to be here next year.
I think, you know, and you heard Bruce say it the other night too. And you know,
and he's the one who may be here because they really like Bruce a lot.
They do. Yeah, they do.
The question: how much money he wants?
Oh well, that's it.
And how many years he wants?
And how many years he wants as well too. And I like it. Listen, he's having a great year, and I do like him, and I understand why they would want him here because he's a good sensible veteran guy in the clubhouse.
And good with the kids.
And you don't. You may not have that next year because you don't know about Wright.
Walker's I don't think any of them are going to be here.
Right. So they're going to be gone. But I would also be careful too because he's not the most athletic guy, and you want to. I think that's one place they need.
Are we
to go.
Over
they
the hump with Conforto, or is he falling back into the same stuff as last year?
No, I don't think he has. But I think he's a different player now. But at the same time, he's having a tough time right now, and they need him. Right.
And you know, the major thing is, you know, they need to play Conforto, which makes sense. But right when they started to have to play him, Grandy was getting hot, and they can't get him in the lineup. Grandy's got an OPS almost 1,000 this month.
Grandy is the best fourth outfielder, or fifth outfielder, if you want to put it that way, on any team in baseball. Because
it's ridiculous.
He's like an afterthought in the lineup every day, yet he goes out and hits home runs. And
I'll put Aaron Hicks in that conversation.
He needs to play. Sweeney, let's get to the Yankees for a second as last night. I'll tell you this. I talked to Joe yesterday. I told him that I had really second-guessed him. I thought he should have gone two innings with Betances the night before. He discussed why he didn't. But again, I was very puzzled. I understand he wants to get Clippard back in the game, but not the next night. I mean, the poor guy, again, I mean, bringing him in, I don't know if you saw it. He brings him in, two pitches, boom, double homer. He got to go out and get him again. The poor guy is shell-shocked.
I think the idea was not to bring him in with a loser. It's one thing if you're going to bring him in, you're down 8-1.
But you have to wait the next night.
Of course. It just so happened to be. But if you bring him down 8-1, everybody's miserable because you're losing. You get a chance here. If he gets a couple of outs, then right. he can at least feel happy with the rest of the group.
Agreed,
after
but it could not have worked worse.
It could not have worked
It could not.
Worse.
You had to have him. And at least they played the music when he walked off so they didn't get booed over the music.
And now he's going to go from the A-list to the B-list.
Have
now
to.
The managers have these are the relievers we use when we're ahead. These are the guys we use are behind.
Have to.
For a little while, at least, he's going to move to the
I mean,
list,
he got absolutely destroyed. Everything off the bat is a booming shot.
The last six guys in a row have just hit rockets.
Interesting, you know, for you, for both you guys, there's Bright, you know, there's Conforto on this team, mm-hmm. there's Judge on this team. Tell the folks something about Judge that they might not know that you would see with all the stuff you spend around the team.
You know, I just think the idea of how grounded Judge is and you... People want to say they want to compare his demeanor to Jeter in that way. I don't think it's exactly like that. I just think he's understated, and I think maybe Jeter was early on as a kid, and he blended in with the veterans that way. Maybe that's kind of what they're seeing. But I think this is a guy who is a good hitter and a good athlete. He's got all the right demeanor. I've already seen him manage media around his locker every single day. Every day, there are 15 guys lining up for one-on-one interviews with Judge, mm-hmm. and he manages them pretty much on his own, saying, I can do this now, I can do this later, I don't have time for this, I'm sorry, I gotta go hit. He does it very respectfully, he does it very well. I think he's getting used to all the attention. I think as a player, I think we've got to understand how good he is. He's not just a home run hitter, he's a really good athlete. He was a center fielder in college. Brett Gardner told me he's going to win a gold glove out there sooner or later, especially when he starts pulling Dave Winfield's and pulling home runs back over that fence. Mm.
Interesting. You know, both these guys have been here. Eddie was a radio guy even before the Fan. He came down from New England to do the Fan. Sweeney started it.
I grew up here. I came as an intern. I was 20 years old when I walked in. 1991.
91 as an intern. Yep. So they've both been here a very long time. You, Eddie, are one of the originals. Been here from
87,
the beginning. Yep. When you came down, what was your thoughts about FAN?
You know, I'll tell you a quick story. All right, John Shannon was the guy who founded FAN. I heard your interview with Smullyan, too, and he gave credit to John. He should have, too. John passed away, one of the guys. But John had hired me for a thing called Enterprise Radio in 1981. It was the prelude or the predecessor to ESPN Radio.
Right.
But it wasn't time. It didn't take off. We were out of work. They brought me down from Boston to do this. It was in Connecticut. I was out of work within 12 months, okay, and looking for a job, trying to get back to Boston to my old job, which was a good one. I was an afternoon drive guy for Gil Santos, the legendary voice of the Patriots, and he was the morning guy. John calls again in 87. He says, I got another job for you. I said, well, what makes me think this was going to work out any better than the last one did, pal? He says, hey, sometimes you got to take a chance. You know what? It was one of those things where, you know, I was going to work where I was, and it was fine. It was a great job. Gil was a great guy, but he wasn't going anywhere, neither was I. You know, he was going to be there for a long time. I said, what the heck, we did it, and that's when I came down, and things worked out. And I get to work with people like you.
Are you surprised, Eddie, that this you were a radio guy, you mm-hmm. were around, you know, you knew what they were trying to do. Were you surprised that it worked the way it did? What are you most surprised about at FAN? What surprised you the most?
I think I thought it would work, but I thought the model that John was doing at the beginning was probably out of kilter after being down in New York a while, because I didn't know that much about New York. I had to find out about it. I was a Boston guy. But bringing in people from outside, and he brought in great talent, no question, but it doesn't work in New York. You need homegrown people, and you need people. And once they started doing that, I said, this can work. Imus, when he came, obviously, I think that kicked it over the top.
No question. Yeah. Changed everything.
Yeah. Because it gave you a morning show. They didn't have a morning show.
And it gave you a base to build from, to promote from, and gave you revenue. Mm-hmm. Sweeney, your start when the station was, Sweeney went to Penn State, your start was an intern what year?
Intern in 91.
What was the first thing you did at FAN?
As an intern or at my job?
As an intern.
As an intern, one of the first days I remember I came in, it was like I had a Monday afternoon shift, and I'm working in the newsroom. You're doing all the newsroom operations, and it's kind of antiquated now, but you're pulling wire copy.
Right.
You're pulling media guides off shelves to give information to you guys. Eddie was on with Dave. You and Chris walked out of the studio during a break, and I knew nothing about the radio station when I got my internship. I knew we were all sports. I knew the Mets were on. I wanted to work in sports radio, and it just so happened. You guys walked out. I had no idea who Chris was. And I looked at us and said, hey, that's the guy who does college basketball on CBS. I know that guy. That's I had no idea you were Mike of Mike and the Mad Dog, and I knew none of the hosts on the radio station. Barely had heard of Imus, even though, you know, I was into radio in high school and in college, and I just wanted to come to a place when they told you that there was a place that talks sports all the time. Like, yeah, sign me up. I'm going to go there. And
you
all these years later, it actually
And there's
out.
A lot of people who have been here a long time. You know, they really are.
Absolutely.
When you think about it. I mean, there's so many when you think about it. And a lot of them you've heard today. Some of them we might not have gotten to today for some reason. Some of the people who were part of this earlier aren't here anymore, like a Bill Mazur, as an example, or a Pete Franklin. They've passed on. The bottom line is there's a lot of people who contributed to it, and they should all be remembered. And if we don't get to them today, we still do remember everybody's contribution, even if you don't hear from them today, because obviously everyone can't be on schedules and everything else. But there's so many people, Eddie, that have been here a long time. I remember... You know what I remember? I remember when you and I did that Howie Spear interview.
Yes,
I mean, that was unbelievable. God. I remember that thing like it was yesterday. And George got so mad. I mean, that was unbelievable. That's one day I remember being with you when we did that interview.
You know what I remember doing with you, which was a lot of fun?
What's that?
With the Saturday shows we used to do on Saturday morning, College Football
right.
Focus and College Basketball Beat.
Hey, Tom.
We used to do that all the time and on the weekends. And that was fun.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Really
and Eddie's been here, as we said, done a million jobs. You've done basically everything. You've done updates. Is there anything you haven't done?
No, sweep the building, bring out the garbage, stuff.
But you've
like
really
that.
Done
wait,
it.
Wait till this weekend, Eddie.
And here's the amazing thing. Here's the amazing thing. How long, this will shock people, how long have you been with the Mets? Exclusively. Now, Eddie did play-by-play a long time with the Mets, too.
Right.
But how long have you been with the Mets?
96 was really the first year they did it.
That's 20 years now.
That's 20 years. But I was actually with them 93 when they were terrible. When they were they went through the Bonilla stuff
right.
and all that stuff. And 93, they were off. And that was pre-Bonilla at that point. But the 93-94 season, I'd go and they'd yank me off the team. They were so bad, they'd yank me off the team like halfway through
and
the season.
What year did you – and Eddie's always – done NFL shows every year on the station.
To follow you all
and,
time,
yep. Right? And what year did you start with?
2001 was my first year in the Yankees. I came back after my internship in 93. I was a producer for about 4.5 years. I worked with you. I worked with everybody as a producer. And then I started to build my on-air aspirations again. Worked my way up through update shifts. I started the Yankees in 2001. I was just telling somebody, the 25th man on the roster my first year covering the Yankees was Clay Bellinger.
How fun.
And now his son's going to win Rookie
that.
Of the Year.
You know, that's amazing.
That's
and, you know,
point.
And Julio, who drives me every day, he's not here today because his daughter has her prom today. So he took the day off. Julio's old partner, Joe, is with me today. And but Julio's like, you got to get Clay Bellinger on. You got to talk to him. I said, Julio, I promise this week, you got to get Clay Bellinger on. We have to find out what he thinks about his son.
Yeah.
Think about being a player, and Clay Bellinger wasn't much of a major leaguer, but how about being of major leaguer or just being a major leaguer, and then having a kid who goes absolutely crazy in the major leagues.
His son crushed his career home run total in about 3 weeks. It was crazy. And I remember that first spring, I didn't meet Cody. I met Cole, his younger son. He was holding him. He was like 1 year old. He just got drafted last week by
amazing,
the Padres.
Isn't it?
You know?
It is.
It really
have a phenom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a phenom right now. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It really is remarkable. Eddie, how long do you think we see Rosario? How long? Sooner than later now?
It's got to be sooner. Yeah. I don't understand why he's not here at this point. You know, it's kind of like the Conforto situation. Remember when that happened? And it took a long time for them to bring Conforto up. And I know he's had ups and downs, but some kids can handle it and do it, and you knew that right away he could, just talking to him in spring training. This kid can too. I don't know why he's not here now. But you know, they're going to bring Cabrera back, and I think Reyes's days are
yeah,
coming
he's
to an
you
end.
Know he hasn't hit all year, then he hits two homers off Kershaw. I mean,
right.
How crazy is that?
Exactly.
I mean, that is crazy.
It is nuts.
Well, listen, these guys have been fixtures forever. They'll be here for you'll be here many years to come.
I hope so.
Eddie is going to be here.
Eddie's day to day.
Eddie's never leaving.
I'm on the clock.
Eddie's never leaving. He's never leaving. Sweeney, congrats. Good to see
Mike,
you. Thank you.
Eddie, Mike, always. Thanks for everything.
Eddie, who's been an absolute fixture. Eddie Coleman and Sweeney Murdy, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.